Jesus and Scripture and the church make a connection between John the Baptist and the prophet Elijah. Just look at this sentence from the first reading, which is from Sirach. And it's addressing Elijah. You were destined, it is written, in time to come to put an end to wrath before the day of the Lord. Remember, Elijah we did not see die. He was taken alive in that chariot we read about. And John the Baptist came before the day of the Lord in preparation. There's a very important connection there. Today is the memorial of Saint Aloysius Gonzaga, a young Jesuit who never made it to ordination due to poor health. His spirit was bold and generous, and he was willing to undertake the rigor of religious formation, but the body was too weak to support it. As such, he is the patron saint of young students and bubonic plague victims, with whom he was working in Rome most of his last days. He volunteered to go into the mouth of death during the plagues that were in the 16th century, terrible plagues, to take care of the victims who had the plague. And within 3 months, it killed him. What is compelling about his story, I believe, is that he died young. He was only 23. And according to legend, he had visions of his death well beforehand, so he knew the exact date of his death. If you read the letter he wrote to his mother that's in the Office of Readings for the Liturgy of the Hours, you can see hints of this in his writing to his mother. Beautiful letter. What would we do if we knew the exact dates of our own deaths? Run to the mall with a credit card? I know I have reflected on death a few times over the last few years. So why does this keep coming up? And I believe it's due to the very fact that many of our social problems stem from people who deny or ignore or refuse to consider this very fundamental phenomenon of human existence and their own death. It's as if you don't think about it, it's not going to happen. I got news for you. In today's gospel, Jesus teaches us to pray the Our Father, and that's where we learn what is permanent and what we should spend our time and our attention. If we knew the exact dates of our deaths, perhaps this prayer would be all we would really need in the end. Thy kingdom come. We know where we are now. Where are we going from here? Thy will be done. In this part of the prayer, perfect in helping us to contemplate our mortality, thy will be done? Give us this day our daily bread. I had breakfast today, and my stomach's growling right now. So what I eat for my meals doesn't last very long. So what really nourishes us? And how can we steep ourselves in it during the time we have remaining in this life? As we forgive those who trespass against us, forgiveness, true forgiveness from the heart, it's not easy, is it? I've never heard of someone regretting time spent praying and working for forgiveness of another. Never. Praying the Our Father. It's not a heavenly rewards plan. It's not a frequent flyer plan. It's just a good way to live our last days.